Can a gastric sleeve cause acid reflux? Find out on this next episode of Digest This.
Welcome to Digest This, the show that helps you revolutionize your digestive health. Here are your hosts, Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato.
Hello, and welcome to Digest This. I'm Dr. Liz Cruz, and I've got Tina Nunziato sitting right here by my side. Thank you so much for joining us. If you are a first-time listener, we welcome you, and we're so happy that you found us. And if you're one of our regular listeners, we love you, and we love that you've been on this journey with us. So let's get going. Gastric sleeve. Mm-hmm. Gastric sleeve.
By the way, before we talk about the gastric sleeve.
Oh, yes.
I just wanted to say that we had a lot of people congratulating us on our 100th podcast.
Oh, awesome.
Our 100th YouTube video podcast last week. So mm-hmm. Thank you so much
yes,
for everyone
thank you.
Congratulating us and
thank
sending
you.
Us good vibes.
Thank you. Thank
okay.
you so much.
Now, Dr. Cruz.
All right.
We can talk about the gastric sleeve and how it leads to acid reflux. So how did this whole podcast come about?
Actually, this came about because you got some stuff in the mail.
For you, actually.
For me.
You got it in the mail.
Yes.
I just open it.
You opened some mail that you brought to me regarding a new device that is out there for acid reflux.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the brochures that was in that mail was one talking about specifically about a gastric sleeve and acid reflux.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So first of all, I just thought that we should maybe, you know, back up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I think we should back up a little bit and just talk about a gastric sleeve.
Yeah, because we actually did a podcast on gastric sleeve and gastric bypass, but it was back in 2018.
So it's been a few years.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
So we should talk about that first.
Yeah, absolutely.
Explain what is a gastric sleeve. For people.
Okay, gastric sleeve, also some people may know it as a sleeve gastrectomy, vertical sleeve. So basically it's a bariatric surgery, and it's probably one of the most popular ones, probably the number one right now,
mm-hmm.
for treating obesity, okay, for treating morbid obesity. Basically what they're doing is going in there and cutting off like a good portion of the stomach, probably like 70-80% of the stomach. And so basically now what you've got is like a tube that looks like a sleeve, okay? You've got a tube. You've got the esophagus that connects to the top of the stomach. And now because 70-80% of the stomach has been cut off, you basically have essentially like a tube.
Mm-hmm. And is the stomach literally cut off and removed, or is it just a sleeve put over that portion of the stomach?
No. I mean, my understanding is that you've got that portion of the stomach that's cut off.
I see.
Yeah, it's cut off. So it can't come back.
Yikes.
It can't come back.
Yeah.
But the difference between that and a gastric bypass is that you're not rerouting, you know, in a gastric bypass, there's actually rerouting that happens where part of the stomach is pinched off, cut off. You've got a little portion. Now it's reroute to a different part of the small intestine. I mean, that in itself is a whole different type of surgery.
Mm-hmm.
With a gastric bypass, with a sleeve gastrectomy or a gastric sleeve, you're not doing any rerouting.
Mm-hmm.
You're not connecting the esophagus to another part. You're not connecting the stomach to a different part of the small intestine. The connections are all still there.
Mm-hmm.
You're just basically, you just have part of the stomach, a good part of the stomach that's being cut off.
Mm-hmm. And so let's talk about the side effects of having a portion of your stomach removed, right? Because
right.
there's certain portions. What's crazy is, and I learned this about the intestine, the
mm-hmm.
small intestine, the large intestine. There's actually sections of your small bowel and your large bowel that serve different functions,
right?
There's
right.
certain sections of your small bowel, for example, that absorb certain vitamins and minerals. So if you remove that section of the small bowel, you literally lose the ability to absorb certain vitamins and minerals. Same thing happens in the stomach, where there's certain parts of the stomach that produce
mm-hmm.
certain enzymes,
right.
certain acid, right? So the minute you remove that portion of your stomach, you're losing the ability to produce these things that your body wants to produce to help you digest food properly.
Right. Well, you're getting rid of, you know, 70-80%. That's a huge, I mean, almost the entire stomach that you're getting rid of. So, you know, and part of, so as far as the weight loss, it's basically because now you've got a significantly smaller area in the stomach. So basically it's you're restricting it. So now, you know, these patients that are getting this done, I mean, you know, they're, it's forcing them to eat smaller portions.
They feel full sooner.
They feel full sooner.
They don't want to eat as much. They can't eat as much.
Right.
I mean, I've heard patients tell me that they can literally eat two bites and then they can't eat anymore.
Yeah.
Which again, cannot be great for getting nutrition in the body overall.
Right. Right.
But
So to your point, you don't have now the entire stomach there to contribute into the whole digestion process, you know. So you've got food that possibly is not being fully digested. Mm-hmm. You know, part of that food is moving through into the small intestine, not being fully broken down and digested like it should.
Right.
So yes, that is an issue. In regards to acid reflux, okay, so basically, you know, think of your stomach as like a pressurized container, so to speak, like an airplane, right? An airplane is pressurized. You've got, it's pressurized. You close the doors and now it's, you know, you've got like a pressurized, area. The same with the stomach. You know, at the top of the stomach, you have the valve at the bottom of the esophagus that's supposed to help prevent a lot of the stomach juices from refluxing up. And at the bottom of the stomach, where it connects to the small intestine, you also have another valve that helps to prevent things from moving through the stomach until it's time. Okay.
It's amazing, isn't it?
It is. It really is an amazing.
Such an amazing thing.
It is. Yeah. It really is. So.
And then we go and have to mess with it.
I know. You know, so think of your stomach as this pressurized
Pressure cooker,
right? Like you've got these two valves at the top of the stomach, at the bottom of the stomach, to kind of keep the stomach juices, you know, acid, whatever you have in there, enzymes, all the stomach juices that your stomach creates that you need to help you break down food, digest food.
That only the stomach can handle. Because the lining can handle that acid, where the esophagus lining cannot.
Example. So it's all sitting there in the stomach. Now you go and you cut off a huge portion of the stomach. So now the pressure is a little higher, so to speak, because you have a smaller volume of space in there. Mm-hmm. And so now, because of the increased pressure, now there's more chance for stomach contents to be pushed up mm-hmm. into the esophagus. Mm-hmm.
And if your body now, because the portion of your stomach is removed, isn't producing all that great enzymes, mm-hmm. then again, and this is one of the issues with reflux without people that have a sleeve, is that they're not making all those great enzymes. So their food is sitting around too long in the stomach in a nice pool of acid, right?
Right.
So again, causing reflux. So just one issue on top of another, right? That makes it really hard for your body to work the way it was meant to work.
Exactly. So now you have someone who maybe didn't have reflux before their surgery, or maybe somebody that did have maybe some mild reflux, and now they've got worsening mm-hmm. Of their reflux, or just onset now of reflux symptoms that maybe they didn't have before. And so it's something that, I guess, you know, and I don't know what percentage of people that are getting this surgery are having it, if it's, you know, 15-20%, mm-hmm. but it's definitely something, that, you know, needs to be considered. And from my understanding, it from the little that I know about, sleeve gastrectomy or gastric sleeve, supposedly, like if there's a hiatal hernia, they will also try to repair that at the same time when they do the sleeve gastrectomy. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if that's consistent with everybody or just a certain number of people or percentage of people who have a hiatal hernia. You know, I guess it depends on the size of the hernia. Mm-hmm. However, so now you're dealing with a new issue after you have this gastric sleeve. And so one of the brochures that we got was in regards to a little magnet bracelet device now that's out. And actually it's been out, I don't know for how long, but it's been out for a little while, where they can actually put it at the base of the esophagus to kind of squeeze a little tighter to help prevent stuff from the stomach from pushing up or refluxing into the esophagus.
I just want to smack myself in the head right now. Honestly, like, let's add yet another device to our body to help our body work the way it was supposed to work. Yeah. I don't know. Like, this is so frustrating for me.
Yeah.
I mean, and then honestly, like, all it's going to do is squeeze the base of the esophagus. Is it also going to make it harder for food to pass, you know, down?
Well, supposedly when you chew and swallow something, the pressure that is created with you chewing and swallowing will actually open to push it down. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it pushes the magnets, whereas if it's not chewing and swallowing.
Right. So the magnet is supposed to help as far as preventing things from refluxing up.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I know that look.
How do you feel about this device, Dr. Cruz?
I mean,
I know my holistic nutrition feedback on this device, but I want to know your MD advice.
Well, here's the thing that, you know, I have to look at it as a potential treatment option for somebody that's out there that's coming to see us, that's had, you know, surgery, that's had a sleeve gastrectomy, and now, you know, they're suffering with reflux, which maybe they didn't have before, or now with worsened reflux. You know, maybe they had mild reflux before and now it's worsened. And so, you know, I have to be aware of what's out there for these patients, you know, so that I can talk to them, because the reality is that once they've had the surgery and now they're sitting mm-hmm. in my office, you know, suffering from symptoms, mm-hmm. I mean, I can't just...
There's no turning back.
So mm-hmm. I do have to, you know, I have to know what's out there so that we could try to help these people. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, naturally, you know, our goal would be to try to help them where we can hopefully get their symptoms under control, whether that's with... you know, a more holistic approach. Mm-hmm. You know, we may need to put them on some medicine, but maybe we could do a combination of something holistic with their medicine, where we can kind of keep them from mm-hmm. going on to do
needing
other
another
stuff,
device.
Other and needing
so
another
like
device.
Enzymes, for example.
Yes,
trying
absolutely.
To get them to take enzymes, or maybe figuring out what foods might be causing this, right? Like through a food sensitivity test,
exactly.
And trying to get them off of those foods.
Exactly. Yeah, and we are seeing a lot of food sensitivities. I mean, mm-hmm. I would say I think it's fair to say that over the last 10 years that we have definitely seen an increase in food sensitivities. So could this be also contributing to acid reflux and, you know, bloating, indigestion? Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Because if you're eating something that you're sensitive to, your body is going to resent you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to let you know about it. But yes, definitely, you know, trying to get somebody on some acid reflux, on some enzymes to help them, number one, digest their food, because they're probably not going to digest their food completely the way they should now that the majority of their stomach is missing.
Yeah, I always tell anybody with a sleeve or a bypass, they need to be on enzymes.
Yes,
for
absolutely.
Sure. And greens.
And
yes,
get the nourishment.
Because
exactly.
They're not getting the nourishment from the food that
absolutely.
They're eating. They absolutely need to be on the greens.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, and people with who get the gastric bypass surgery tend to be patients that also will develop anemia.
Mm-hmm.
So that's also something, and that's basically because they're not absorbing their nutrients.
Right.
Okay. So yes, the enzymes, you know, will help with breaking it down and digesting it better, and hopefully preventing acid reflux, and hopefully helping you to actually benefit and get the nutrients from what you're eating.
Mm-hmm.
But to Tina's point, also the greens.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And then if that doesn't work, food sensitivity test.
Food sensitivity test,
yeah.
Yes. So, you know, our goal here, again, is not, we're not here bashing anything. We're not bashing, you know, that there's a device, you know, because there are people who will probably benefit from it, okay? I mean, I'm sure there are a lot of people who are already benefiting from it, but our goal is just to try to hopefully not get to that point where our patient is needing yet another,
device to their body.
Exactly, mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah.
Trying to get to the root cause of the issue instead of trying to do surgeries or devices or anything, because your body is amazing and it wants you to be well, and we just have to help it sometimes.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. So hopefully this was helpful. I mean, if you have any questions or you just want to connect with us, you can find us on our website, drlizcruz.com. On the homepage, there's a magenta colored button. You can click that and schedule a free 30-minute wellness consult, and that is done over the phone. So again, that's free and you can do it from anywhere. And if you haven't rated us, please rate us and give us a 5, because it'll help other people just like you to find us. And lastly, if you haven't subscribed, please subscribe so that you never miss an episode. Thank you so much for joining us, and we will catch you on the next podcast.
Thank you for joining Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato. To learn more about their revolutionary products and services, go online to www.drlizcruz.com.